What is the principal challenge facing Chinese society? According to the recommendations, China should focus on promoting high-quality development during the 14th five-year plan period or from 2021 to 2025. This is based on a sound assessment of the stage, environment, and conditions for our country's development, that China is still in the primary stage of socialism and will remain so for a long time to come, that China is still the largest developing country in the world, that development remains the CPC's top priority in governance. It should be emphasized that during the new era and at the new stage, we must follow the new development philosophy and ensure high-quality growth. Today, the principal challenge facing Chinese society is the gap between the people's growing expectation for a better life and imbalanced and insufficient development. All challenges and problems impeding our development derive from the quality of growth. Therefore, we must place more emphasis on the quality of growth so as to improve the quality and effectiveness of development. The world is undergoing change on a scale unseen in a century, and the external environment for our development is becoming increasingly complex. To avoid or address all kinds of risks and hazards and proactively act against the challenges arising from the changes in external circumstances, the key is to manage our own affairs well. We need to raise the quality of growth, improve international competitiveness, build our composite national strength and our capability to withstand risks, and safeguard national security, so as to ensure economic stability and sustainability and social harmony and order. We should achieve high-quality development in the economy, society, culture, the eco-environment, and all other fields. When we focus on promoting high-quality development, we must follow the new development philosophy. We will take supply-side structural reform as the main theme, put quality and effectiveness first, transform the development model, and improve the quality, efficiency, and drivers of economic growth so that the fruits of development will become real benefits enjoyed by all the people, and their desire for a better life will be consistently met.